This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Stan Deo this hour. And Stan Deo's website is standeo.com, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. Welcome, Stan.
Good to be here. It's been a while, hasn't it, Vince?
It certainly has. You know, Stan, I wanted to mention this to you. I have not ever said this to you, but many years ago, well over 20 years ago, you and Art Bell used to keep me up at night on the edge of my seat listening to you and Art talk about all kinds of things that were just not discussed on the radio. And I'm talking about in the late 1980s, probably 1988, Art Bell went from a fewer number of stations, affiliates, to a greater number, and he actually was the overnight guy. In my opinion, he was the finest broadcaster ever because he did things, he talked about topics that no one dared to talk about back then. And he did not do point counterpoint. He didn't do rapid fire. He did not engage in furious debates with his guests for ratings. He was in the business of sharing information and teaching. Would you agree that he was absolutely a brilliant broadcaster?
Oh, absolutely. It was like having a fireside chat with him. There was no pressure at all. It was great.
Yeah. And as part of the listeners of that fireside chat, I was in that audience, and I loved it. And every night, it was 5 hours of absolutely riveting broadcasting. And I wanted to ask you, do you have anything that you want to share with our broadcast classroom about those late nights with Art Bell that you found particularly interesting, enlightening?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, my brother Glenn told me about this Art Bell program. He emailed me from the States and said you ought to get on there and share your earthquake prediction information with him. So I wrote a letter to him or an email and said, look, you might be interested in this, whatever. And they had a look, and we talked about it, and he put me on air. Now, every day thereafter, of course, I was to post a earthquake forecast on my webpage to, you know, share with his listeners. And one time in the afternoon, after we'd been doing the show together for probably a year or so, maybe two, he called me in Australia afternoon, which is nighttime for you guys here, but he was saying, well, what do you see on the earthquakes today? And so while we were on air, I ran a quick scan. I said, well, it looks like we can expect one off the coast of Japan, maybe a 5, 5, 6, something like that. So we went on talking for about another 10 minutes, and all of a sudden the producer breaks in and says, guys, a 5.2 hit off the coast of Japan just now. From then on, it was on for one and all. I was getting probably 85-90% accuracy, and his listeners certainly hit our website a lot. And one of those listeners, by the way, was Holly, who's my wife now, but she was just average person up here in Colorado Springs, or north there in Loveland, I think it was, and she wrote me an email about how the earthquake prediction worked and how did it apply, you know, to Colorado and, you know, her neighborhood, obviously. And so I pointed her to the USGS and thought that was the end of it. I might have said something clever, I'm not sure, but I had about 300 emails to answer on earthquakes and stuff, and so it was a quick answer. Well, she wrote back and asked me another detailed question about it. longer to explain it, and might have made a flippant remark or something, you know, kind of, you know, in fun. Anyway, she wrote back with a little bit of flippant herself and said, you know, blah, 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 and we started talking, and after, oh, many months of that, probably we wrote the equivalent of two full-length novels between each other in emails. So I was introduced to my wife by Art Bell indirectly, and so I do remember those days even more fondly than just the fun that Art and I had on various topics.
Yes, and I've spoken with your wife on the phone, Holly Deo, and I have her book, Dare to Prepare, and it is absolutely the finest preparation book out there. It's as good as it gets. It is truly, truly outstanding. So, class, if you're interested, you can go to the website, standeo.com, and you can find the book, Dare to Prepare. Now, this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. I have the book. And it is, well, the current edition, the 2018 edition, is 632 pages. Stan, would you say that I've exaggerated in any way?
No, no. I, if I recall, there might be maybe 69 or 70 chapters covering everything from, you know, the beginning of time, I think, till now as far as prep, you know, for various world disasters and local disasters and wars. And, you know, it's being used by first responder school. I mean, it's that good.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is that good.
Yeah.
It's large, it's thick, and it's complete. Stan, you, at one time in your life, you were a computer programmer and a senior systems analyst. At one time in my life, I was a senior systems analyst as well, designing computer systems for Fortune 100 companies and even governments. I wanted to talk about something that you and I have never talked about as well, just briefly before we get into the meat of today's class, and that is Y2K. I've never discussed this on the air with anyone who remembers Y2K. And let me just give you a little bit of information, and I'd like you to fill in from your thoughts. I designed computer systems on super micros within the banking industry, super mini computers, Unix-based computers, as well as mainframe computer systems and mid-sized computers. So from top to bottom, I built systems for industry, actually the banking industry. And after I left that, I decided to be a farmer, and people in the village in Virginia thought I knew a little bit about computers, and they thought, well, maybe they should come to me for some computer advice. And that led to us building a computer manufacturing company, like a little Dell computer company, if you will. It was a within the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we were the big fish in a very, very small pond. And after building a bunch of computers before the year 2000, we found out that the BIOS would not flip the date to the year 2000. Starting January 1 of 2000, the date would not work any longer. And that was a serious problem because many of the systems and networks that I built were dependent on the date. I'm talking about inventory control systems. I'm talking about inventory management systems, payroll systems, order entry systems, point of sale, dental appointment systems, you know, for hospitals, doctors, businesses, concrete production companies, every kind of business you could think of. We had, including education and government, we had our computers in, and the date wouldn't flip. So coming up in a couple of years was the year 2000, and these computers would all fail. So I literally, for free, updated and patched every one of the BIOSes of those computers so that they would work fine.
Wow.
And I did it for free. It's unlike the Microsoft of today where you just get to buy a new version and, you know, that'll fix the problem, you know. But I did it all for free. But the point is, I know that those computers would have failed because they did fail. And it was said that this was a ruse. This was just a way to get people to buy computers. Have you had experience that was similar to that, knowing that computers would have failed the date rollover for the year 2000?
I don't think I did. I don't know whether it was because we were on Hewlett-Packard or Mac at the time. That's going back a ways, but
Well, that is the answer. That is the answer, because Mac did not have the problem, and the Hewlett-Packard brand computers didn't have that problem either. And mainframes did not have that problem. It was the personal computers that had the problem.
I'll be darned. Well, I guess I can't comment intelligently because I didn't get exposed to it then.
Okay, I was just wondering if you had that. That concern. Now, I know Art Bell was extremely concerned about Y2K, and I remember a guy named Curtis Sliwa was kind of picking on Art Bell, saying, you know, hey, you know, he expected a major calamity, and it didn't happen. And Art Bell said, "Do you have car insurance?" And Curtis Sliwa said, "Sure." And he said, "Well, that's what this is like. This is, you know, preparing is like insurance, except it's better." Yeah, so I was just wondering if you had experience with that. So today, you and I wanted to talk about something that is of very serious concern. It's electromagnetic energy, something that we are probably not going to be causing ourselves, but other people may cause it, or it may be natural, right?
Right, right. You're talking mainly about electromagnetic pulses, which could bother us. Our magnetic field, first let me address that. The Earth's magnetic field is rapidly moving towards Siberia. Now, if you track it on Google Earth from where it was maybe 25 years ago, you'll see that it's moved 32 miles per year towards Siberia, which is really fast. And so the tilt of the Earth's magnetic field is rapidly increasing. And because of that, we're seeing, runway markers change for, you know, the magnetic bearings and stuff for the runway in a lot of places, particularly in Florida. This is also affecting, life in the sea and marine life and surface life. They depend on the magnetic field for navigation, like birds and whales in the ocean and various types of animals anyway rely on that. And so they're ending up in the wrong place or in the right place, but too early, that kind of stuff. And this is not going to produce a electromagnetic pulse, but it is producing magnetic aberrations and also somehow indirectly affecting the ionosphere, and which, you know, is our shield against cosmic radiation and radiation from the sun. Is that a commercial break coming?
Yeah. We've got four commercial breaks for this hour. This is the first of many, and we're going into a commercial break. We're going to be back with Stan Deo, standeo.com. And as we continue this, I'd like to ask you, will this impact the fixed solar arrays? Will they be pointing the wrong direction?
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Stan Deo's with us. StanDeo.com. StanDeo.com. We're talking about the Earth's magnetic field moving toward Siberia at about 32 miles per year. Pretty rapid pace. Stan, will this affect those who have solar arrays that are fixed? These structures that keep the solar panels aimed directly in one location, will it impact them?
It won't until the crust of the Earth moves. The magnetic field inside the planet is one thing, but the crust is fairly stable at the moment. So it's a magnetic polar reversal we're looking at versus a physical polar reversal of the crust of the Earth. So your tracking of the sun will be fine unless the crust starts to move later. I don't know whether that happens during the zero-point change in the magnetic poles where it flips upside down, and it may add some drag to the crust and move it slightly. If it does that, then it will make an effect on the solar arrays that are collecting sunlight.
Okay. Very well said. Thank you. Okay, so let's continue about this, the concern about the Earth's magnetic field.
Okay, well, the magnetic field itself is one thing, and it does indirectly affect the amount of penetration we get in the ionosphere from cosmic radiation, from solar radiation. Now, you get ultraviolet rays, you get infrared, you get high-speed particles from intergalactic-type events, and, you know, explosions of stars, whatever. When we weaken or thin out areas of the ionosphere, like in Star Trek, where our shields are down and the enemy's bombarding us with weapons, you know, and that happens to be radiation in the bandwidth I was talking about. That's going to be rather game-changing for people living on the surface of the Earth, because you're going to have to stay inside or go underground to shield your eyes and your body from the extra UV. Now, this is already happening in one respect down in the Philippines and in Vietnam and in the northwestern part of the Persian Gulf. In the last month and a half, they have had ultraviolet radiations off the scale. The scale went to 12, and they were getting 14s. So people were getting sick, sunburned, because they couldn't stay out very long at that intense radiation. And nausea and, disorientation, all those things were happening in those zones where it was high like that. And that's near the equator, but we're talking about something that may be almost widespread, you know, north and southern hemisphere. If that does happen at the switchover point of the magnetic field, then it's going to be stay inside day, and it's going to hit our economy, because a lot of outside jobs are just going to have to not happen. And that's the magnetic field. Now, the electromagnetic pulse that they talk about in the newspaper of late is a whole different kettle of fish. With North Korea, waving the flag, we're going to bomb USA with nuclear bombs, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to hit you with a electromagnetic pulse bomb. That's like an atom bomb, except it doesn't go off near the surface. It's 250 miles or so high. And when it blows up, it releases an intense magnetic pulse. In less than the main part of it, I guess, is about 100 picoseconds, or 100 billionths of a second. But even that is enough to fry the grid, the electricity distribution networks, the devices in your home which have wires connected to your PowerPoints or connected to the grid. And it's a very serious thing. It can wipe out the infrastructure, electrical infrastructure of the whole country in one, you know, let's say about 400 millionths of a second. So we've seen how rapidly that happens, and we've been able to develop technology, my partner and I, where you can shut off this huge surge of electrons and electromagnetic pulse. You can shut it off at your house so that the stuff down the grid that comes in, that, you know, 100,000 amps at 70,000 volts, that's not going to get into your house. Our device stops that and puts it straight into the ground. And it also protects inside your house. All the wires and stuff that would normally be hit by that pulse, as the voltage starts to rise, it's shoved into the ground by our device. And we'll talk about the sun and its effect when we get to this commercial break.
Very good. Stan Deo's with us. StanDeo.com. We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy creates more than 250,000 new jobs in April. And as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens, many economists say this could continue for a while.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, the lowest rate since December 1969.
I'm John Clemens.
The president tweeting this morning, jobs, 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 in all caps. Protests are heating up again outside the Venezuelan embassy in Washington as backers of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and left-wing activists supporting President Nicolas Maduro are clashing again for the third straight day. This is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureiva.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Stan Deo's with us, standeo.com, and we're talking about absorbing electromagnetic energy from a nuclear blast 250 miles above the Earth's surface, and we're talking about the sun and its impact on us, potentially, with an electromagnetic pulse. Stan, please continue.
Well, okay, Vince, there are two sources of electromagnetic pulse. There's the man-made nuclear pulse, and then there's the solar EMP pulse. Now, they are different in this respect. The man-made pulses occur within, 100 to 200 picoseconds, and you're done. But with reasonably done, a few minutes after that, there's some ringing effects in the atmosphere and an electric field, but it's a short-term event sun shot a CME straight at us, and we only had like electricity on telegraph poles. That burst lasted several hours, not in billionths of a second, and that was so widespread across the United States and even reaching over to England that telegraph operators burned their hands as the arc came out of the telegraph key. So it was a nuisance then, not fatal as far as I know. But now that we depend on electricity all over the world through massive interlocked grids of power supply and all kinds of electronic devices in our cars and our homes and business and whatever, when a solar EMP is lasting for hours, and we saw a partial one happen in Canada a few years back, and it was 2 weeks before they had power back on to the area that it hit. And when we see one hitting all of us at the same time like this with such intensity, we're going to see a massive change in our lifestyle that's going to throw us back into the horse and buggy days, if not further back, because all of our industry, business, everything depends on electricity and, digital flow across various means. So the solar one is the real worry. And you'd think, the solar CME may come every few hundred years or something that bad, and not to worry about it. But the U.S. Air Force, I've talked to the people who monitor this, the sun for the U.S. Air Force down in Australia and here, and they are really concerned about this being like an almost life-extending extinguishing event because of what it will do to the community. And within 30 days, they reckon if we get hit by a solar one, it would be like 90% of the population will be dead in America, and bigger numbers like that across the planet as well. You need to be able to have a device that will operate quickly for the solar, for the nuclear ones, but also extend its operation for the solar one. You need a device that doesn't melt or blow up after it gets hit by, an EMP. And now my partner, Tim and I, were working on another project where we needed to insulate an antenna from high voltage because it was going to make high voltage out the back here. So he went back and started rummaging around and found his notes and things on making a device to shunt or protect from a solar and a nuclear EMP. And we talked about it. He prototyped it up, and we filed a joint patent. And we told people about it because it would block not only the sun but the nuke EMP. It would stop it right at your power box, the breaker box. It would not let that huge surge of electricity that's going to go over the power grid even get into your house. It'll take it and throw it straight into the ground. And at the same time, it works on the wires in your house are like antennas too, but they're short. It takes all the increased voltage there and throws it into the ground at the same time. And we've had this thing tested by the Keystone Compliance Group, who do nuclear EMP testing for the government, the Department of Defense. We've run numerous tests and, paid through the nose about $40,000 worth, but we have amazed them with how it works. It's so fast, in less than half of a billionth of a second, it detects problems, voltage rises, and protects stuff. And they've never seen it, do this. They've never seen anybody with something like this. I guess people just didn't care about it. But anyway, the data that we got back from the test and things, plus some sample models, were taken by a friend of ours in Kansas to Washington, D.C., to the guy that wrote the executive order for President Trump so that he could have that information at his beck and call there about we need to prepare for EMP pulses across the nation. So already we've affected, political policy there by inventing this and sharing it with, Department of Defense and other people, and power co-ops around, various counties have them. We have one that you can screw into your smart meter if you have smart meters, and it will protect you same way from the line grid EMP pulse and from the internal voltage rises on your wired-in electrical appliances. Now, it won't protect anything in your house that's not plugged in to the wall. You have to use a Faraday bag or something for that, but anything that's plugged into the wall where its extra voltage can be shunted into the breaker box will be protected, and this is amazing. We've even made one for cars now because they're going to be suspect, and one major car manufacturer is already having Tim design a dual voltage system for their cars to protect their cars as well. effects. You know, a lot of the things that people see up in the sky and call chemtrails. You know, these contrails from planes that last for hours and come down and form clouds. Those are usually, as far as I know, they are set to protect from increased illumination from the sun, but also and mainly to protect from EMP attacks, because those clouds are not just water clouds. They are, from the contrails, they are ionized metal, and the ionized metal forms a curtain so that when an EMP shoots its electrons, its negative ones, down toward us, it hits this positive ion chemtrail layer and gets neutralized. Little sparklies happen up there and little miniature lightning flashes, but it's neutralized. And, you know, so it's not as evil as people think that they're trying to kill us all off, but a lot of this has been to protect us from events from the sun, particularly because we've known about the nuclear EMPs for probably 50 years, but nobody bothered protecting about them because they didn't think it'd happen. Even though we know it can happen now, the major worry for the Air Force is the solar one, because that will hit the whole darn planet and the world will be turned upside down. And there's a clear and present danger from that. We're watching the sun right now. I think, let's see, May the 15th or 16th, I think it is, we're expecting a coronal hole that was very active, you know, 14 days ago. It's now coming around to face us again. And the sun is supposed to be quiet. This is its low sunspot period. But it opens up these coronal holes that blast out huge amounts of particles at us. And it's like a CME. And I suppose it could produce a CME as well. So if the sun is unstable and changing for some reason, we can expect that to happen sooner than the average or stats tell us. Putting all that together, we need EMP shielding for our homes. We need it for our businesses. We need it for the government and its facilities. And we need so many of them that, you know, you'd have to get several large corporations making them day and night rapidly to protect the whole country. So it's a small number of people and businesses right now that are protected because we haven't been able to make enough to meet the demand. It's a serious problem. So,
Stan, you mentioned cars. Now, your device for cars, is that internal combustion engines or is that electric cars or both?
Both. The electric cars, if they're using electric power somewhere, like a solar converter to charge them up when they're at home, you need to protect the solar panel with one of these units, and we've got those. And we just have to know the voltage of your at your controller combiner box there from your solar array. There are the gasoline cars, yeah, no question. And some of the modern cars, which are electric or hybrid, need to have a dual voltage device, which Tim has designed, and we're running tests on that, I think, in the next 3 or 4 weeks over at the testing facility. So, yeah.
Stan, you use the word shunt, S-H-U-N-T, and that, what you're describing is that electricity, I believe this is what you're describing, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you're describing that electricity is lazy. It wants to take the shortest, most direct, quickest path to ground, and your shunting technology is providing that. So when this massive high-voltage blast comes our way, your device directs it right into the earth, shortest, quickest path. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Can you tell us... Okay, can you tell us how, I'm not asking you to share the secrets, but what is the overall technology that you're using to shunt this unwanted energy from the sun or from an EMP 250 miles up? What is the technology that you're using to make that happen? Can you share that?
Yeah, the device itself is constructed so that it can rapidly detect a rise in the voltage on the line of, say, you know, 30-40% above your normal line voltage. When that happens, it electronically shorts the ground and neutral and the active phases straight to ground. It just takes everything away from the board. And there are two leads from our device. One goes into one phase in your breaker box, and one goes in the other one. and they have to be on a breaker that's at least 20 amps for the current, you know, handle the current in that short period of time. Now, in a, you know, say like 10 billionths of a second, even though it's 600,000 amps, you divide that by, you know, 10 billionths of a second, and you reduce the actual amperage through those breakers so that it doesn't do anything but trip the breaker and shunt the, or divide the electricity down into the ground from there. It's just a matter of handling the high current. We built that into our circuits, but it's also detection. You have to get it fast enough that you can, you know, get the shunt started. And it doesn't blow up after the voltage rise is gone. Our device lets you have power back. We've tested it at the labs 40 times and never gotten it to fail, so it doesn't blow up.
We'll talk about how to get this when we come back right after the break.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Stan Deo's with us. StanDeo.com. Stan, StanDeyo.com. Stan, as I understand what we're talking about, we all have antennas in our homes, in our commercial buildings and such. These are the wires in our walls. These are the wires that lead to our buildings. The power grid is a system of wires, and these wires attract and direct electromagnetic radiation from the air directly into our buildings, into our devices that we actually want to protect from being blown up. So you're saying that in the home, I believe is what you're saying, that we have three wires in our breaker boxes. There's L1, L2, and a neutral. L1 is a hot wire. L2 is a hot wire. So one might be red, the other might be black. And then we have another one, which is the ground. And I believe what you're saying is that even though our house wiring is an antenna system, even though the grid is an antenna system, that in a split phase or single phase system, like most of us have, the L1 and L2 that act as the antennas, those antennas are the signal, this pulse, is sent directly to the ground in our breaker box with a three-wire hookup that is your box. Is that correct?
That's correct. I might be a little bit more specific about the electromagnetic radiation. It's the radiation at altitude near the bomb, that it's gamma radiation. It causes a cascade shower of electrons to come down at high speed, and that's what shorts out everything. It's an electron shower, like a lightning bolt, except it's spread over a large area. And to give you an idea, a square meter, you know, a little bit bigger than a square yard in your home, there would be electrons flowing down through that at 50,000 volts value from the normal nuke EMP. Solar one might get up to 90, but we've had it tested for all those anyway. So it's the electron shower that you got to worry about. What was your other part of your question there? I was supposed to answer.
No, that's great, and that explains a lot. This is like getting shocked by a spark plug at 20,000 volts, but much worse. So, Stan, if we're interested in learning more about this, what do we do?
Well,
or buying one?
Well, read about it first. Go over to our website at myempshield.com, or I think we've changed it over now. Then, yeah, just go to empshield.com. We had to wait for a while to buy that domain name. Somebody else had it, but it's empshield.com. And once you get there, you'll see up at the top, you can shop for various kinds of models, but you can scroll on down the page and see the different military tests that we've run on it and what the different devices look like. And you'll see a link to our library, and that's where you want to go to, is our library, which tells you all, it's downloadable. It's all about the EMP threat, the different standards the Defense Department has and various other agencies. And it's something you can just teach a school on, you know, talking about students and instructors. how we address it. And we have models for the home, for cars, vehicles, for a plug-in model that has like six outlets on it and one wire that you plug into to your wall, and it will service, you know, a bunch of other devices hanging off of it. So in your house, if you have all the phases connected, and you want to, say, go to bed at night or whenever and plug in things that you don't normally plug in, this is an extension box with six plugs in it, six holes, receivers, and you can plug your seldom-used devices into that in the back room or something, and it's protected. So there are different models. That's called the plug-in model. Then we've got ones for generators, for diesel, for gas, for wind, for solar, specialty shields that we design for people who have peculiar situations, you know, voltage and things like that. So go there and see about it, and then read the news that we have there, and you can read a bit about Tim and me and Pete and how we formed the company on there as well. You will be surprised when you see all the people that we talk to.
That's fabulous. So standeo.com is one website. EMP Shield, EMPSHIELD.com. And then click on Learn More, and then you can click on the EMP Library. And that'll take you exactly where Standeo was recommending that you go to learn more about it. Standeo, thanks so much for being with us and spending your time teaching class today.
Hey, it has been. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Biochemistry
determines your mood, memory, okay, so I think my clock is off. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.